It's about the closest I've come to getting fan mail as a teacher. This email from an ex-student basically saying, "You are my favorite teacher, but I hated you." Funny thing is, I knew exactly what he meant. In fact, it's a lesson I've tried to teach my students and my own kids. Sometimes learning stinks. Sometimes you feel stupid because everyone else seems to know something you don't. What's known in the trade as a, well, duh, moment. And sometimes you learn things you'd really rather not know, like anything having to do with reproduction, or the odors that teen boys produce, which I'm sure somehow must contribute to global warming. Now, all of this became quite personal during our family's two-year-long tour of the county, searching for the perfect home. Having lived here for over half a century, I thought I pretty much knew all there was to know about Lafayette. But as former students everywhere would be pleased to know, the entire journey was littered with those, well, duh, teacher, teach thyself moments. Of course, the first thing I learned is that the house we'd lived in for 20 years, the one I swore they'd have to carry me out of feet first, just didn't cut it anymore. There are a lot of little things that over time snowballed into an avalanche of dissatisfaction, like the name of our street, Southland Drive. Not just Southland, but South Southland. For weeks after we moved there, my family thought my childhood stuttering had made a comeback. And that part of town was Lafayette's own Grand Central Station, with trains rumbling and whistling their way through the night, ensuring that no one sleeps well and everyone's crabby. Well, at least me. And in the rare moments when the trains were quiet, the air was filled with a chorus of baying neighborhood dogs, South Southland's Schnauzer Tabernacle Choir. Then there's the neighbor's pool, overflowing with teenage boys, including my own, whose volume switches were stuck on full blast. On top of all that, our house, which seemed plenty big when us newlyweds moved in 20 years ago, had shrunk considerably with the addition of three boys. Well, duh. Then during our house hunting, I kept discovering these brigadoon neighborhoods, entire trucks of housing that I swear appeared out of nowhere, like the Sanctuary in Lockwood. It made for some tense moments behind the wheel searching for these seemingly mythical locations. To make matters worse, as I tend to do, I was determined to find my way without stooping so low as to ask my wife for directions. Now, she's a relative newcomer to Lafayette, having lived here for only a quarter century, but she knows the town amazingly well, better than me, probably better than Google Maps, mainly because of her propensity for epic shopping trips. She can place every street in relationship to the nearest shopping center, one of those all roads lead to the mall things. As painful as it was to accept, I finally turned over the wheel to her and rode in the passenger seat, nursing my wounded male ego. I was also surprised to learn that not all Lafayette neighborhoods have streetlights, and, not coincidentally, that I haven't outgrown my fear of darkness. It turns out our new neighborhood, Potter's Hollow, is a suburban black hole, emitting absolutely no light. I hadn't noticed until the first time I drove to the new place by myself at night. After winding my way through the dark streets, I came upon our dark house, sitting by a dark wooded ravine. Opening the front door, the fur on the back of my neck stood at attention. I started humming loudly like I do when I'm faking my way through some home repair project, or when I'm so scared that it's all I can do to muster up the will to take that next step. Now, in my defense, the house had stood empty for months. I mean, who knew what might have crept in there from that ravine? Maybe crazed hobos, rats, wolves, werewolves. And if all that wasn't enough, if I hadn't suffered enough painful lessons, after we moved into our new place, I learned how attached I'd grown to my old place and my old neighborhood, despite the name, the trains, the teens, and the dogs. Yes, it was noisy and claustrophobic, but it's also full of movement, of activity, of energy. It was full of life. And I kind of missed it. Our new neighborhood is really quiet, almost too quiet. About the only noise is the birds in the woods behind our house. Now, don't get me wrong, we love it here. After all, we did find a beautiful house that's big enough for all of us, and I haven't discovered any critters or monsters yet. But I also discovered that, all things considered, I loved it there at the old house, too. I guess in the end, what I learned from all this is two things I already knew, or should have known. Sometimes you don't know what you've got till it's gone, and yes, sometimes learning stinks.